Good morning, Phil. Yes, I'm just next to the church on Darley Lane, which runs perpendicular to St. Aukman's Way. There are already two police officers in high-vis jackets outside the church this morning. It's St. Mary's Church, which is technically on Bridgegate on Derby, and it's almost 173 years old. It's a very imposing building, which you will see if you drive past it on Derby's Inner Ring Road. And it will be in this historic building that at 11 o'clock mourners will gather to remember those six children who died in a house fire in the early hours of May the 11th. They are Dwayne, who was 13, Jade, who was 10, John, who was 9, Jack, who was 8, Jesse, who was 6, and Jaden, who was just 5. They died following that fire, as I mentioned, in the early hours of May the 11th. One of their siblings, 14-year-old Mikey Philpott, spoke to us last month, and he remembered his brothers and sisters.
There was Dwayne, very, well, how would I say it is, a great brother. Who's always kept you busy, as he likes his football. I think I spent a lot of time fishing with him weekends and playing darts and stuff with him. And then there was Jade, always smiling, right artistic and everything. And John, you could never get him to shut up, bless him, but he was dead playful, and all his dreams, like when he was growing up, he was going to do this and he was going to do that. And there was Jesse. God, you couldn't get 5 minutes alone without Jesse. Always clinging onto your leg. Same with Jaden, dragging on your legs and you'd walk round, or when I sat down watching telly at night, they'd be cuddling around me all the time. And Jack, whoa, Jack was just like me, proper computer nerd, always on computers, on his DS. If you disturbed him, gear 8, God, bless him. But yeah, they're right, lovely bunch. I really, really miss them.